Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. Salutations to all, first of all. Got a good show tonight, man. I got the brother B-Dot, West Coast. You already know what it is, man. Red Hoodie B-Dot. I'm going to talk about his battle with Loso, his battle with A-Verb, seeing time restriction conversations, all kind of shit. You know what I mean? So we're going to get down with the brother when he call it. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. About to holler at the brother right quick for a few minutes here, man. Take his time to holler at me, man. You already know what it is, man. World domination. Wow. And Fade 2017. Gonna holler at the brother B-Dot, man. B-Dot, what's good, brother?
What's up, family? Can you hear me well?
Yeah, man. You good, brother. How you, man?
I'm all right, man. You know, considering today's events, I'm hanging in there.
You want to elaborate to the people that might be living under a rock? What you mean by that, B-Dot?
Yeah, well, it was just some miscommunication today, man. That was unfortunate, you know. Basically, me and Verb was both talking at separate parties over at King of the Dot in terms of booking the battle. So we were dealing with two different people, and we got two different times for the battle and two different times within our contracts. His contract said 2 minutes, mine said three. You know, these things happen. You know, it's not a big deal. I'm not trying to throw nobody under the bus or make it a big deal. I was just hoping, you know, for some common ground after it was brought to the table that there was a mishap and a miscommunication. I was hoping that we can meet somewhere in the middle, you know. And unfortunately, you know, Verb don't want to budge. I understand. He probably perfected the rounds for 2 minutes, and he feels very confident with that, and he didn't want to budge off that. And, you know, I understand. I feel the same way about my rounds. But, you know, in order to, you know, make this battle work and make it work for the culture, I decided to, you know, okay, let me – I told them I'll give it my best, you know, in terms of cutting my rounds now. So I'm in the process of doing that right now.
Is that difficult and hard to do, though, being that you raised what you were, you got to go back and, you know what I mean, proofread it and all that, B-Dot?
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably the hardest thing to do. For me, the easiest thing to do is to create the template, create the idea, and then the words kind of just fall into place. And then when it's done, it's done. You know, I've had this, I've had the material for Loso and Verb complete, finished, memorized, I'd say for at least like Loso definitely for quite some time, but Verb, I'd say I've had that done probably like for like a month now. So it's just, you know, it's just one of them things, man. You got to go back and you got to decide what's most important, what to take out. You know, it's whack. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's whack, but, you know, it's just, I guess it comes with the territory. It's part of the business.
What made you decide to go back and battle Verb when you originally sounded like you wasn't even with it? I'm not fucking with it. What made you decide to change your mind?
Well, you know, honestly, it was never I wasn't fucking with it. It was just about, you know, being treated fairly within the exchange with the whole St. Louis thing. You know what I mean? I just wasn't feeling the fact that he pulled out of the first battle for financial reasons, and, you know, not to harbor on all that and bring all that back up, but I just wasn't feeling how it went down. You know, I had no problem going to St. Louis. I just wasn't feeling how it went down. But this time around, King of the Dot hit me, and they were interested in booking me with somebody, and they told me to give them names. First name I gave them was Mickey Fax, of course. I'm a big fan of his, so I thought that would be an awesome battle right there. So that was the first dude I tried to holler at, but I think they wasn't sure if he was going to continue the battle or what his plans was. And then they said, well, who else? And I said, well, shit, you know, we still got the Verb situation in terms of the energy between us, in terms of, you know, us having like a grudge match or having like, you know, some type of problem with one another that we can settle. So I threw it out there. I wasn't really expecting it to come back, to be quite honest. But yeah, they hit me a couple of days later and they said, yo, so what you think about you and Verb October 15th? And I was like, yo, why not? Let's do it. You know, otherwise it'd just be a thorn in both of our sides. I'm sure he feel the same way, you know. So, yeah, bro, it was just about getting it done. That's all it really was.
October 17th, my brother. Then October 21st, yeah. B-Dot. That's a tough schedule, my G. You don't think so at all, man? The 15th to the 21st,
it's not a problem.
That's like...
It's not a problem. It's funny, man. It's funny when I hear y'all say that, man, because it's just like, yo, I guess from a fan perspective, I get it. I get the concern. But from a rapper's perspective, rapping is like, it's second nature, bro. You know what I mean? Like, right now I'm in the crib. I could just freestyle about everything that's in my living room. Like, rapping is second nature. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, that's the least thing that I'm afraid to do. You know what I mean? Like, especially the fact that I have all these rounds memorized and I'm good to go. If I was, you know, still trying to prepare, still trying to create, if I was still in the creative process right now, that would be a problem, you know what I mean? But the creative process and everything in terms of Verb and Loso, I've been working on concepts for them for quite some time. So it's really not a puzzle, man, I promise you. I don't know what I could say to reassure you or convince you of that, but, hey, man, I got these rounds locked in.
I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, because my co-host, Sean, said that he doesn't really have a problem with. He said he feels that you're one of the people that we don't have to look at, because, B-Dot, you watch this culture, brother. Sometimes guys will have battles 2 weeks in advance, and it's like, okay, they're going to go hard for one person and maybe slack off in a sense for the individual. You
not
know what
to
I mean?
Cut your wisdom. Not to cut your wisdom, but what I think happens there is you got to really analyze what type of battle rapper you're talking about. I think for, like, the guys that have arbitrary lines, like gun bars and things like that, that are applicable to anyone, I think that creates a problem when you're battling back-to-back, because the ideas can overlap. And you could say, well, who am I going to say this to? I can say this to him or him, you know. But with me, it's a specific agenda, a specific topic that allows me to differentiate the two, you know, put them in different pockets in my brain, you know. So for me, they're mutually exclusive, you know. The material for Loso and the material for Verb does not overlap at all. It's two complete different conversations, man. So, you know, the passion and the things that I'm talking about allows me to memorize it even better, you know, because it's coming from a real place. It's coming from, you know, the usual beat that you get, man. The passion, the conviction, that's the things that I'm, you know, it's the energy I'm still putting out. So for me, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to show you guys that I can do it. I'm excited to show you guys that I'm, you know, I take my craft very seriously.
Yeah, because B-Dot, you seem to be from a different cloth. And when I say that respectfully, in a sense of, you seem like you're not one of these cats that's just trying to battle for a check or just battle just to battle. I don't get that from you, even from the tweets and even the battles that you have online. I don't get that feeling from you. I have you undefeated in the battle that you've been in, first off, in my opinion. I have you undefeated. I don't feel you lost the battle. Any battle I watched of yours, whether it's a short sample, I don't have you losing. You and Loso, is that a mirror match in the sense that, you know, you're going to talk about his religion and how – is that going to be – do you feel that's going to be the premise of the battle?
I think that narrative about that battle is a little overhyped. I think it's sensationalized, and from a business perspective, that's dope. You know, it's to sell the fight. You know, when we both did trailers, we both are playing off of the angle of the whole religious theological perspective. But I think that at the end of the day, as a battle rapper, you still want to just prove that you can out-rap the other person, just basically and generally speaking. You know what I'm saying? So I think that we both understand that. I think Loso is very, very intelligent. And I don't think that Loso will come into a battle to, you know, try to defend Christianity for 3 rounds. And, you know, I definitely don't see myself coming in a battle to try to defeat Christianity for 3 rounds. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we still have to battle each other. We still have to address each other. We can make other things tie into the overall theme of it, of course, with the whole religious perspective. But at the end of the day, we still got a battle rap. And I think both of us are intelligent enough to understand that this is still entertainment, and we don't want to be up there just boring people to death and lecturing each other back and forth. I think that it's going to be exciting. I think there's going to be dope punchlines. I think there's going to be all kind of stuff. You know, I'm hoping that he brings his imaginary gun bars. You know, it's going to be different aspects to the battle Like, no, I say that in all seriousness. I know I trolled you last time, and you know I was playing
yeah,
around
did.
With you last time, but
I love it though.
Yeah,
I love it. I enjoyed it again. Pause.
Yeah, I had to get that one off. But
yeah.
Nah, but this all seriousness right here though. I think that it's gonna be a lot of different attributes, a lot of different skill sets that we show off in this battle, as opposed to just being, you know, preaching and all that good stuff. So. I hope everybody tunes in, man, and doesn't go into that thinking they're gonna be bored. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be dope. Definitely tune into that one.
You said Loso is your toughest battle of your career.
Yeah.
Was that tongue in cheek? Is that you feel that way? You really feel that way? Over for
no,
her?
No.
You feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the expectation. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess mistakenly. I put myself in a position where I'm seen as this Christian basher, when in all actuality, that's not even you know my life. You know what I mean? I don't go around. My whole family's Christian. You know what I'm saying? I don't go around bashing Christianity. You know, whatever works for whoever works for it, that's dope. But I think in the battle world, because I wanted to have that battle with the Saga so bad, and some of the things I've said in other battles, I think it's easy to just kind of like create this narrative about me that I'm just in battle rap to have this Christian debate or whatever the case may be. But it's really not the case. But since I put myself in that situation, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure. Like, okay, what knowledge you going to drop? What you going to break down? You know, it's all that whole thing. And once you get to a certain level of success within anything, within any genre of whatever in life, people expect you to go further. People expect you to just do things I've never been done before. So it's a lot of pressure, and I love it though. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that's why I said the statement. I think that the pressure is on me more so than it is on him, because not anything having to do with skill set, but only because I purported myself to be, or it seems as though I purported myself to be, this guy that's going to just break down and dismantle Christianity. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's good. It's good to sell the fight. And, I hope people are interested to see what I'm going to say and what he's going to say.
Saga, are you still interested in that, or are you on some like, I'm done with that?
No, I'm definitely done with that. Shout out to Saga, man. We just had a little exchange on Twitter that was, you know, cool and shit. We show love to each other. It's all good, man. Like I said, I wanted the battle because I felt like we could have a great conversation, and now me and Loso are going to have that great conversation. So in terms of battling him for that conversation, that's no longer there. But in terms of battling anyone – to test myself as an artist, as a battle rapper, that's always something that I would explore. But I don't think that either one of us now at this point, we probably don't got we don't got no ill will towards each other to want to battle or make that happen. And I think that after the Loso joint, I don't think nobody's gonna want to see that anyways. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him, man. I wish him the best of luck, and I'm sure he wishes me the same. So good.
Are you worried at all that you can go 0-2? Or that doesn't even cross your mind?
You know what, though? I mean, let me answer that in a competitive way first and say, hell no. Like, I think that's impossible with the type of rapper I am in general. I think that's impossible. But I also say that battle rap is so subjective. So, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who can really determine that? I would have to, like, choke and just get, like, embarrassed to really, like, lose. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a fight. Y'all know I'm a fight. Like, y'all know I rap with conviction and passion. Y'all know I'm going to give it up 110%. So
mm-hmm.
It's just going to boil down to however, you know, whatever your worldview is, whatever your paradigm is, you know, however you're viewing things, that's the difference it's going to make in terms of you thinking about a winner. Malcolm, chill out, bro. I got you.
Shout out
to
the kids right quick.
But, yeah, always. But, yeah,
always.
No, that's pretty much it. Like, it's subjective, so no, I don't think that I can lose. I don't think that I can ever lose. I think that the stuff I say is too powerful, and if you're not coming with the same kind of agenda, I don't really see how you would clearly beat me. I mean, at the best, that's debatable. You know what I'm saying? And those is always up for conversation, but I don't see how anybody could clearly beat me. You know what I'm saying?
Is Verb more personal than Loso for you?
Yes, Verb's definitely more personal than Loso. Yeah, absolutely.
Is there almost a disdain for him, or is just competitive spirit, or you really going in a mindset Like, I really want to kick his ass.
No, I ain't no disdain. Ain't nothing personal. I mean, you know, I definitely really want to kick his ass, man. It's just one of those things. There's a grudge. There's an underlining theme to the battle. You know, there's definitely a little bit of a problem between us, but it ain't nothing that personal. Hold on, real quick. Second.
Word. Well, I'm hyped. I'm hyped, man. I'm hyped for B-Dot Loso. I'm hyped for B-Dot Verb. Me as a battle rap fan, I am hyped for this. I can't wait to see. I guess for me, I want to see what B-Dot angles he gonna take. Yeah, you good? Yeah.
Yeah, my fault. But yeah, man. No,
you good, B-Dot? You good?
No, it ain't nothing personal between me and the other brother. You know what I'm saying? We got mutual respect. I think we definitely both want to kill each other. We definitely both want to like three zip each other. You know what I'm saying? And I think, if the battle was 3 minutes and more.
B Dot, respectfully, you sound far away, my brother. Respectfully, you sound far away.
Okay, hold on.
How about now?
Yeah, you good. You good, brother, yeah.
Better?
Yeah, you good. Definitely better.
Yeah.
You tweeted that I started creating as soon as the battle was proposed to you.
Yeah.
So your mindset, as soon as John and King of the Dot reached out to you, you already was on grind mode then, basically.
Yeah, you know, with me, it's just the initial proposal sparks the most creative space for me personally. Like, I can't procrastinate and put stuff to the side. Like, as soon as I get that fire, that's really when I start going. You know what I'm saying? And usually that comes as soon as somebody say, hey, we got this event, we got such and such, you want to battle? Like, you know, as soon as I get that, that's really when I get to work. So yeah, I put that out because I'm just tired of everybody saying, like, yo, he got these battles back-to-back. How he going to do it? People got to understand, man, these battles been in the work for some time. So, you know, don't worry about it because it's like I've been on these dudes' heads. Like, I've been, you know, prepping for them. So it's just about the ideas that I had before, like last year. It's just about putting them together and tying everything together and making it more modern. And that's what I did, you know, and it didn't take me no time to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want everybody to understand, man, I'm fully focused. I'm fully locked in, man. I'm not over here, like, still trying to finish up a first round or, nah, bro, these shits is done. They're crispy. They're complete. I mean, obviously, now I got to condense the Verb shit, but prior to that, I was
ready. Let me ask you, B-Dot, was there anything that crossed your mind after all this 2 minute, 3 minute talk, now we're having conversations now, that you kind of want to pull back? Was that any kind of thought in your mind?
What you mean, pull back on the battle in general?
Yeah, so maybe get it back to another time where we can get back to the negotiation table and do 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, he suggested it. Yeah, Verb suggested it. And I didn't really think about it until Verb suggested it. And when he suggested it, I thought about it. I was like, yeah, you know, why not? But at the same token, it's not fair to King of the Dot because people are buying plane tickets and buying tickets and buying pay-per-view just to see this battle. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, y'all are main event, my nigga. Let's be real, B-Dot. You and Verb are the main event. You and Verb are the clutch match. You are the Verb are the reason why. I'm
going to
get the pay-per-view regardless, but no,
yeah.
I'll be unhumble for you, my brother. I'm getting this pay-per-view regardless. I was getting it. But the main reason I'm getting it is because I want to see you and Verb get it popping. Let's just call it what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Try,
I think a lot of people,
bro, I try
will be
to,
disappointed.
I try to be humble only because I only have – I try to be humble only because I don't have that many battles and stuff. So when I speak, people will be like, oh, who does he think he is? He only had a couple battles. My thing is this, man. Listen, in terms of this culture, man, whenever it's B-Dot versus whoever, it's talked about, it's blogged about, everybody's tweeting about it. Not only that, when the day comes of the battle, my opponent shows up at the best optimal level. You know what I'm saying? Like Cortez, Danny Myers. I mean, we've proven that. Even Strick, even though he's a, you know, lower tier battle rapper, he's not known. That was his best performance. And now we're about to see the best A-Verb that we've seen in quite some time. So, like, you know, I try to be humble because when I say things like that, people get upset. But the fact is, man, when I'm involved in the culture and when I'm here, man, everybody paying attention, bro. And it's not because I got some type of crazy skill set and I'm just so much of a better rapper. It's just because they know I bring something different and I bring something truthful and something passionate to the game, bro. So
You know, I absolutely think that will probably be the most battle that night. No disrespect to Diz and Russian Boy,
right.
But, you know, it's just it's a grudge match, man. It's a grudge match. Just like me and Core, man. Me and Core at the bunker, man. Me and Core wasn't supposed to be the main event, but we ended up the main event.
Fire.
You know what I mean? Like, so I think the same thing going to happen in this joint. You know what I mean? It's in terms of real battle rap fans, man, you know, this is the main event, of course.
Do you feel that, how can I put this? Sometimes the conversation with Verb is he doesn't care anymore, that he doesn't really care about his opponent. But the temperature right now is what I'm getting, B-Dot, is people are feeling that guys like you and other guys that Verb respect and know that's not going to play with him, in a sense, that he has to go full throttle and go hard body at. Do you feel that way, that he has to come in knowing he can't bullshit with you?
Absolutely. I'm a Verb fan, man. Like, before me and Verb had our little whatever, little fake internet beef, little fake battle beef, whatever. I'm a huge Verb fan, and I know, like, my thing with battling or rapping in general, man, it's not a physical sport. You don't lose, you know, a physical skill set in this. This is all mental. So I think it's just about being inspired. And it's about somebody pushing you, man. And I think you can read his tweets. I mean, you can read through the lines. It's pretty clear that he respects me on a high level as an MC.
Agree.
You know what I'm saying? That's very clear. So I think that he's not going to come in there playing. You know, he tries to, like, out-swag and, like, just outperform or just out-aura. No, I'm not even dissing. I'm just saying that's what he tried to do with Sharone and a couple other guys. And, you know, when he takes battles here and there, he just tried to let his legendary status kind of, like, overtake the battle and win the battle for him. But I think he knows in this battle he got to come fight, he got to come rap, and I'm not expecting nothing less but than greatness. I think he's going to be exceptional. I think he's going to be brilliant. You know what I'm saying? It's just unfortunate that it's only 2-minute rounds. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it would be it would be something that could stand the test of time, and I think it'd be a certified classic if it was 3-minute rounds. But you know, whatever. I'm gonna still push myself, and I'm gonna give 110% to still try to make this a classic for the fans and for the culture, for sure.
B-Dot, do you feel that Verb should, being that he's a veteran, should be like, all right, man, fuck that. Let's do 3 minutes. It ain't nothing for me to incorporate a minute more to my material.
Absolutely, man. I didn't get it. I was confused, man. I didn't get it. But then the artist in me respects, like, true craftsmanship, and I think that the 2-minute rounds that he's come up with, I think he just believes that they're perfect the way they are, so he doesn't want to mess with them. And, you know, part of me understands that. It's kind of like what happened with me in the Danny Myers battle. You know what I'm saying? I knew I was going to go over time. I was just like, yo, they're too good, so I don't really want to mess with them. And I think that he feels the same way about his rounds now. But I was shocked when they offered him, you know, more money, and he turned down the money. You know what I mean? I was like, that's not.
Right.
So that really got my attention, because I was like, that's not like Verb, right? Like, that's what he battles for. He battles for the bread. And so it was offering more bread, and he didn't want to take it. That's what let me know, okay, the rounds he have must be incredible, because he don't even want to touch them. He must just be sitting on 3 rounds of pure gold. So that's what's up, you know, and I'm looking forward to that.
Are you going to get pissed off when you're cooking in one of your rounds and you're still battling and they tell you time? Is that going to piss you off? That maybe you might go over time limit, not necessarily not wanting to, but it just might happen
because
you're cooking?
I don't know. I can't call it. You know, like, you know, when we up there, man, it's emotions, it's adrenaline. I can't call it. You know, I don't know what would happen and how that would go down. But, I mean, hey, I'm going to try my best to get these rounds condensed, and I would just hope that they allow me the space to get everything off. If not, you know, it is what it is. I'm not sure if, you know, I can't call if I'm going to get upset or whatever the case going to be, but it's part of the game. You know, it's part of being a professional, so it's all good.
Right. Do you feel Verb is looking at you? Because, B-Dot, let's be real, he's wanted Lux for a long time, and you know, people try to call you Lux Jr., this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Do you feel that he's looking at you in that sense, like you're Lux Jr., and wants to take out his aggression that he couldn't take on Lux towards you?
Hold on one second. I'm waiting for this plane to go by. I don't know if you can hear that shit, but that shit hella loud. No, I never got that. You know why I don't understand that right there? Because though stylistically me and Lux are similar, whatever the case may be, the topics to be discussed aren't similar. Meaning, like, if Verb is battling Lux, they got their own history. You know, he gonna be talking about Lion's Den and everything, and how Lux came and got him and yada, 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 and how Lux is a veteran and a legend in the game, but he didn't do this or he didn't do that. His angles his angles for Lux don't apply to me. So just because we got the same similar style or whatever, I don't see how, you know, how any of that energy could transfer over to me. I think with me, with Verb, it's more like the whole energy of, like, you know, I'm a vet and these is new niggas and y'all giving these new niggas too much praise, so I'm going to remind y'all on why I'm a vet and why I'm a legend. That's what I think is with me. I don't think it really, the Verb comparison, everybody like, oh, well, he wanted Verb, that's why he about to kill B-Dot. Like, but it doesn't apply because of the things that he would say to Verb. I mean, the things he would say to Lux, he can't say to me because I'm not
right.
Lux. Like, you know,
right.
It doesn't
You're
make
right.
sense
You're
to
right.
me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You released your own trailer. I thought
yeah.
that was very dope of you. What made you decide to, you know, going to release my own trailer?
Nah, really, that's Loso, man. You got to give him all the credit for that. Initially, I was going to shoot my own trailer, but then, you know, Bullpen ended up dropping that first trailer, and I was like, okay, cool, well, I ain't got to do one. They did one, and it's fire. And then he came back with one that was even more fire. So, you know, I like to compete. You know what I'm saying? I'm with a full spectrum of artistry, and he just showed another side of his art, you know, being able to convey a message in a short clip like that in the trailer. I thought that was dope. It was inspiring. It was dope. So I was like, let me do one as well. You know, me and Loso cool, man. We, you know, texting each other, chopping it up. It's all competitive love. You know what I'm saying? So I told him I was going to do one, and I did one. And, yeah, that shit came out dope. So, and I think it sets a new precedent in the culture. You know what I'm saying? I think people fall back and let the league take too much control of their brand.
Right.
You know, when they could be mm-hmm. branding themselves and marketing themselves, because I would hope that at the end of the day, they would want to be bigger than just battle rap at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would want to sell records or sell merch or whatever they want to transfer their energy into. I would hope that they would be trying to market themselves correctly. So that's just another you know, it's just another showing of what kind of minds me and Loso have. I don't think we're your average, quote unquote, battle rappers. I think we're trying to do something different, man. And I think it's dope for the culture.
Listen, man, I got you and Loso. And I shouldn't say this because I usually don't like to jump out the window and say this, because we never know until you and that your opponent goes on stage. But be that, I got to be real. It would not surprise me at all if you and Loso have a classic, man. And I don't use that word. I do not use that word a lot. I did have a feeling you and Loso are going to steal the show.
Yeah,
I really feel that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Once again, I'm going to try to be humble with this statement, but once again, on that event, that's another main event, you know what I'm saying, that I'm going to be a part of. I know we're not technically the main event, but we the main event. We the most talked about battle, you know what I'm saying, is the most exciting battle that's been announced on that card. And on paper, I don't see how it couldn't be a classic. It's absolutely going to be a classic. Ain't no doubt about it in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, Loso get busy. And like I said, you never see somebody's full potential until they stand in front of me, it seems, you know. And I say that humbly. I'm just saying, it seems like somebody get in front of me or know they about to battle me, they give 110% every time. Cortez, Danny, you know what I'm saying, and Strick, other guys that stand in front of me, you know, you see it. Like, you know, so I think Loso has been great thus far, but I think he's going to be the best Loso that we've seen.
Mm. All right, here's the million-dollar question, B-Dot, that everybody want me to ask you. You and URL, would that ever happen? I know you're probably tired of that question.
My God, that's the craziest shit, bro. That shit is crazy. I mean, it's 2017.
I would love to see you and JC battle. I'm not going to hold you, B-Dot. I would love to watch that.
JC will smoke me, man. I don't want to smoke with JC, dog.
Stop trolling, man. Stop it. Stop it.
No, you got my word. I'll never troll you again, brother. I trolled you for 45 minutes, man.
I called on for a while. I was like, is this Nego?
Yeah.
Is this Nego? I didn't mute the phone. Is this Nego trolling me? Let me play along. All right, Gita, you got it. It was a classic. Deadass. There's not a part of you that watch these battles, or do you even watch battles at all? First off, let me ask you that question.
People got me twisted, man. I watch battles because, listen, I watch battles because I'm amazed. That's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
I can't do what these brothers do. They are incredible to me. So that's why I watch, because there's always a sense of uncertainty with me. in this culture. Like, in terms of making music and on tracks, like, yeah, I don't think nobody can really mess with me at that. I think I do well in that regard. But in this culture, in this battle rap thing, I be like, damn, these niggas be cooking, bro. I be watching Twerk and Mike P and fucking JC and Chess and, you know, all these dudes, they get busy, bro. And I don't really, you know, I'm confident. And when it's time to get busy, I'm confident. But when I'm watching it as a fan, I be like, yo, these brothers are something else. So when you mention JC, you know, of course, competitively, if I had to battle him, I'm going to get busy. But if I'm looking at it from a fan's perspective, I'm still giving him the credit and the honor that he deserves. And I'm still like, yo, that brother's exceptional. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So he deserves that, though.
Let me ask you a question. Is it more the sense of that, yo, you like, man, I ain't trying to sign no contract, bro. I'm good off that. Yeah, listen, I'm just not trying to do that.
What, the URL?
How you feel, maybe? Yeah.
No, it ain't about the contract, man. I told people, man, once again, not to go over this for 100th time, but the PG
right.
logic of the PGs, I mean, to any sensible person, to anybody with any type of sense, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, in terms of someone of my stature already, because the point is, well, we want you to get acclimated with the URL crowd. We want to see how you do on our stage with our fan base. And so if you have a situation where the URL crowd and fan base already likes that battler and is asking for that battler to come over, then it kind of defeats the purpose of what you're saying. Now, if you want to be authentic and say, okay, well, that's not the real reason. The real reason is because we just want to have this aura like we kind of like created you or had you go through our system to stamp you as a URL artist. You know, then say that. That makes more logical sense than what I've been told. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like if that's the reason, that reason don't make sense to me. And furthermore, it's just been about opponents. You know what I'm saying? It's really difficult. And I just want people to be real about this. Like the fans that always ask this question, ask yourself, whatever you do in your job, your career, it's really difficult to be over here shining and getting paid this amount, but then you got to go over here and pay for your own flight and battle for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to ask yourself as a fan or as a human being, like, would you do that in real life? Like, would you go, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it puzzles me how fans don't get it. Like, if King of the Dot offer me Cortez and they're going to pay me, you know, 2,500 or 3 stacks or whatever, let's just say, throw that number out there. Not to say that that's what the number was. I'm just playing, you know, just giving you an example. And then another league says, okay, but we want you to come over here and you got to go through our system and we need you to do this one battle just to test your pen against homie from down the block. You know what I'm saying? It's just hard to make that decision, you know, from a business perspective. If you're looking at yourself like a brand and you're really trying to make the smartest moves, it's almost too late. It's almost like this type of thing should have happened, I don't know, back in like 2015, 2014 when I had like my first battle. I think that's the best way to scout talent. Like, you should catch them when they're super early. You don't catch them when they're already hot. It's like a college recruiting, you know, trying to recruit high school stars and waiting until their senior year. Like, no, you got to get on them early. You got to be sending them letters in their sophomore, junior year, you know what I'm saying, getting them ready and showing them that you have an intent to sign them or bring them on to the college. You know, you can't wait till they get their senior year and they're in the all-star game and they balling or whatever. You know, that's just me. That's just me. I know a thousand people going to disagree, but it's all good, man. But I really hope that we close that chapter, man. Shout out to URL. Shout out to the whole staff. Shout out to all the battlers over there. It ain't nothing personal, man. Everybody, you know, everybody got to do what they got to do and make the best decisions for themselves. That's really what it is at the end of the day.
Music-wise, who you listening to music-wise, hip-hop-wise? I know you listen a lot of hip-hop like myself. Who you bumping right now?
I kind of been zoned out. I have to be completely honest with you. I've been zoned out because of these battles. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My regimen is really, man, it's just reading and writing. I wake up, I eat, I do what I got to do. I take care of my kids. When I got free time, I'm reading 30 to 50 pages. And then the rest of my time, I'm going over these rounds. Literally. Like, that's my everyday life. So I really ain't been listening to no music. I've been listening to beats though, for my album. You know, I'm in the process of getting back, working on my album and things like that. So I've kind of been collecting beats, and I've been listening to beats and stuff, to be honest with you. But I haven't been listening to nobody, because I don't want nobody to influence my rounds and you know,
gotcha,
that kind of thing. Like when you start to drift off into other people's energy, you gotta stay in your pocket. You got to lock yourself in a dungeon, and you really got to zone out. So that's what I've been doing, especially having two battles back-to-back, you know. So I ain't been playing with it. I've been like, nah, I can't really afford to put nothing else into my mind at this point.
Your album, what's the name of the album? You have a name title for it already? Or?
Nah, the funny thing is I started, so I got picked up by an independent label. We came to an agreement to start over, to scratch everything that I was working on and just keep some of the hot stuff and then start over. So all the concepts, everything that I was going to put out by myself, I'm kind of starting from scratch. So no, I don't have a title or anything. And I'm looking to get back into the studio and really dive into that after these battles.
Hmm. I think West Coast, man. West Coast battle rap right quick.
Yeah,
I think you and Geechee Gotti, Danny Myers right now are holding it down. Am I right on that assessment? No shade to other brothers been there before y'all. But
nah, not
I think
me,
you
bro.
Three
not me.
Are
I'm
my favorites right now. Nah, D-Dot, yes. And I'm gonna.
No, I appreciate it. No, I appreciate it.
Nah, I'm gonna revisit this
favorite.
Against Loso and A-Verb. Gotta say that. Geechee and Danny Myers are my favorite West Coast battle rappers. I don't even want to put you out of box, to be honest, but y'all do hold on the West, so
yeah.
You know, I want to give the West Coast the proper respect.
No, I appreciate
still in the
that. What I'm
holding
saying
down the West, though. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, I don't think it's fair for me to even be, you know, put in that position or you know, act like I'm in that position because I don't battle that much. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's kind of it kind of undermines the other guys that are putting in work. You got other guys that's battling like every month. You know what I'm saying? You got Dre Vicious, you got Young Grizz, you got XP, you got Active. You got Link, you got Ratchet, and I'm just, you know, rambling off the top of my head. Demigod, you got all kind
of B-Dot. None of those cats got
no,
Danny Myers, Cortez, Loso, Aver, man.
Yeah, I know it.
That.
I know it. No, I know it. I know it. And that's more of the fact that I'm able to brand myself, that I understand that I haven't folded, and everybody doesn't have that luxury. Everybody, you know, everybody don't see themselves in a certain light. So that's the separation there. I'm not sure if it has anything to do with skill set or ability as much as it has to do with just having a business mind. And just when you see that there's a demand for you, that's when you hold out. That's when you make it more interesting.
Right.
You don't, if you create a buzz for yourself and a demand for yourself, you got to make it more interesting. You got to really calculate your moves and things of that nature. So I think that that's what's propelled me to battle rap stardom and picking my opponents wisely and making sure I have quantity battles. Like when I go out there, quality battles. When I go out there, the quality I give out is so dope that it kind of like allows me to linger on. You know, like even like right now, we having this conversation. I know I got two battles coming up, but I haven't battled since last December. You know what I'm saying? So.
Facts.
I think a lot of the guys coming up on the West just got to make better moves. But in terms of skill set and talent, man, there's a lot of dudes putting in pain. So to say that I'm a part of that, I don't really want to do that because they battle often, man, often. I haven't battled since December, and I know a lot of these dudes probably done had five battles since then. So I think it's kind of unfair for me to just put myself there. But, no, absolutely. Geechee, Danny, Rum Nitty, of course, Disaster, Dre Vicious.
Yes, from Nitty 2, my bad.
I don't know. It goes on. Yeah, the West is looking very, very strong. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say something. And I know you're a humble dude, but I got to say this. And I shout out to Organic, Gully, Bishop Agante. I rock with all those brothers. But how y'all giving B-Dot one cut for a certain minute and then giving Verb? I just don't understand. It always seems to be time limit issues in battle rap. I don't get it.
No, it's nothing, bro. It happens. It happens in business in general. You know, it's just sometimes these things happen. You know what I'm saying? I think that the smartest thing to do as a business is to have whomever has a great relationship with the artist conduct the business. And so I have a great relationship with one of the staff members. Verb has a great relationship with another staff member. So, yeah, they, you know, that's how they conducted the business. And, you know, mistakes happen, bro. It ain't, I don't really think it's nobody's fault like that. It's just an unfortunate circumstance, you know, to keep it a buck. It's just sometimes shit happens, you know, and it's up to us to fix it. That's how you show true character. How you resolve something, how you come up out of something, that really shows your strength and your honor and your character. So it's all good, man. Shit happens. I'm upset. I'll be lying to say I wasn't upset. I am upset. I was hoping for 3-minute rounds or more. There's a lot to say to A-Verb, you know what I'm saying? But hey, maybe this is just another test to I don't know. Sometimes you got to look at what the universe throws you and kind of go with the flow. The universe is chaotic, but it's always in order. It's always balanced at the end of the day. So it's all good.
I've seen you also vocal about Colin Kaepernick. How do you feel about all this thing with NFL and Donald Trump, you know, buttons moving to sports now when he should be worried about North Korea and this, that, and the third beat? I mean, how do you feel about all that?
I don't even need to say anything about Donald Trump. I think we all pretty much understand what that's about. I'm just more, I don't know. Like, I don't really like missing the point of what Kaepernick was trying to do. So a lot of these NFL players, you know, like I said it before, I grew up playing football. I'm a Division I athlete. I had scholarships to every school. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I know the culture.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I play, I'm a football was my life. Like, you know, rapping and football was my life. And so I'm a Division I athlete. So I say that to say I know the culture of football. Like, I grew up playing football all my life. I know the culture. So I know that it's a really subservient culture. It's a really, like, you know, let me just do what I got to do so I can get by. Let me just go to class. You know, it's people are not even going to college to get degrees. You know, a lot of the brothers go to college, they get their scholarships, and they major in communications and stupid shit like that just because all they think about is going into the league. Then they go to the league and they fuck around and not that good, or they get injured in their fourth year, and then they, you know, their career's
over.
Nothing to fall back on. The average football career is like 4 or 5 years, bro. So my thing with them, man, is like, yo, y'all wasn't standing up with the brother. Excuse me. Y'all wasn't kneeling with the brother last year when he was standing up. Excuse me. Y'all wasn't kneeling with the brother last year when he was kneeling for police brutality. That was the whole point. That's why he kneeled. You know what I'm saying? So if you care about the cause, that's when you should have kneeled. It seemed like everybody got butthurt that that Trump, you know, says son of a bitches or whatever he said, and everybody want to band together because of that reason. And that's, like, totally missing the whole point, further validating the point that they all coons and they kind of just go for the okey-doke and, you know, they don't really stand for nothing, man. So it's unfortunate to see, you know what I'm saying, but I it's not surprising coming from the NFL. I think the NBA is where, excuse my language in saying this, but I think the NBA is where all the real niggas is at, you know what I'm saying? Like, the NBA
is
like...
I agree.
You know,
totally.
That's
totally
where it's at,
that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, just from top to bottom, like how they, the organizations, you know, even the owners and stuff, man, I think it's a different culture there than opposed to the NFL. So, yeah, man, it's America. That's what it is.
Yeah. Last question, B-Dot, before we wrap it up here. Are we going to get red hoodie B-Dot? That's the conversation people are saying. Are we getting red hoodie B-Dot?
Man. Nah, definitely not. I think, definitely not. For the Cortez battle, I purposefully did that. It was a strategic move that's going to last my whole career, however long my battle rap career may be, because now I put that in the minds of my opponent. They always have to think about whether they're going to get red hoodie dot or not, but it's not something that I, you know, it's not, I'm not trying to ride that wave and really go with that whole red hoodie theme. Like, nah, I ain't trying to do all that, bro. You know, I gave it up for that one battle, and I kind of, like, you know, shook it up and changed the game and changed the strategy for that one battle. But nah, that's not really what it is with me. I'm gonna come on back home. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right, B-Dot, man, I appreciate you rocking me, brother, man. October 15th, October 21st,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
All eyes on you, brother. Like Tupac, my guy. For real.
Hey, I owed you an authentic. Real interview, bro.
But it was still classic, though. B-Dot, don't get it fucked up.
Yeah.
It was still classic. Don't get it twisted.
Nah, yeah, absolutely. But I was like, that's my man. I gotta give him a real one, cause I was just in a different zone that day. But I had to give you a real one, bro. We good.
All right, B-Dot, man. Love chopping up with you, man. Definitely want to get you back on after the battles when I get the pay per view, my brother.
Always, my brother. Appreciate you.
Peace. Appreciate you, B-Dot, man. You already, brother.
All right, no doubt. Be safe.
Yes, sir.